I'm Monique Marie, actress, singer, songwriter, daughter of Elohim, joining you today with the Hiller Hip Hop Movement. You can find me on IG or Facebook at Monique Marie Music. You can also connect with me on Twitter at Miss Monique Marie. That's MSMONIQUEMARIE. Enjoy the show.
So I welcome you, Monique Marie, actress, singer, songwriter. Welcome to the Hiller Hip Hop Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
I met you through Instagram.
Mm-hmm, you did.
I saw that you had a song, and I clicked on your iTunes link. Mm-hmm. And I was really, really moved. It's called In the Land of the Living.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful song. And in it, you sang, you sing about your life story and that you are still here to tell it.
Yes.
You know, and you get very explicit in it, like very heavy stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would like to know about that. You're here to tell it. So you can be on that podcast and tell me about your story. I'd really like to hear more about it.
Most definitely. So I am a single daughter, single child to my mother. Mm-hmm. My father wasn't very present in my life. Growing up, and there were some struggles. I mean, you know, we still have struggles, but as far as just the beginning of my life, of my memory of being, you know, 6 and 7 years old, you know, my mother was a young woman. She had me at the age of 19. Mm-hmm. And all I can remember is her working, you know, and mm-hmm. as she would, you know, get on the bus to take me to school, get off the bus to walk me to the door, you know, the entrance of the school gate, you know, she would get back on the bus to go to work. So, I mean, you know, mm-hmm. things that mm-hmm. I remember were those things. But during those times, I can also remember a part where she was not working and we were evicted from our home, you know, our apartment. And there was a time we lived in the car. And so that is when I talk about living in the 6-9 village. Mm-hmm. It's a community in Oakland, California. Mm-hmm. And we did have family. Don't get me wrong. You know, we have a wonderful family. But, you know, pride sets in that sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, when a woman is raising her daughter and wants to be or her child. I'm not a mother yet, but I mm-hmm. could kind of relate and understand that she just wanted to make sure that she was doing it on her own, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. as an adult. And, you know, she would reach out at times, but the times that we did not reach out, we stayed in the car at night, you know, and, you know, or may sometimes had stayed on a porch, you know, or, you know, things like that, perhaps mm-hmm. stayed at a motel overnight or, you know, but for the memories of the car part, it was a cold night, you know,
of there course. Were, there were even cold. In summer, it might get cold. Sometimes.
Exactly. You know, and understanding what that was. So very humbling beginnings. Mm-hmm. And then, of course,
how old were you at that time?
I would say I was probably around 6. Mm-hmm. There may have been another time, and I think I was around 9.
Did you go know? To school already? 6?
Yeah, I was in school. I went to a Catholic school, actually. Mm-hmm. I don't remember them having a shelter or anything to offer. But I don't remember my mother, you know, wanting to probably, like I said, ask, you know, for help, you know, or of wanting to make sure that she did what she was supposed to do as her own woman mm-hmm. and as mother, you know. Mm-hmm. So the land of the living part, of course, comes in when, you know, I have a great grandmother who unfortunately is no longer with us. She passed away at 98 years old.
Yeah, wow. I heard that part in the song. Like you miss your great grandmother bad, but that's a very rare thing to have such a beautiful connection to your great grandmother.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's
Yeah.
she would always say that specific phrase, which is also biblical, when I would say, "How are you doing today?" Or, you know, she had happened to lose her son before she died, one of her oldest son, her
Oh.
big son. And she would always say, you know, "I'm in the land of the living. You know, I'm okay,
Like
you know."
still, yeah, okay, I see. So it's a phrase from her.
Yeah, that's where it
Ah, okay.
comes from, phrase. Yeah. So
Yeah.
yeah, and that had encouraged me to, you know, circle back to it and circle back to the memory and just write a song about it. So I wrote this song, honestly, about
Oh, when
10
she
years,
died, like when she was.
almost 10 years ago.
Ah,
Yeah.
so, okay. Okay, so that kind of made you at some point want to sing this song, like in memory of her?
In memory of her, in memory of everything that
Yeah.
I could remember, you know,
Ah,
just
okay.
reminiscing about my past, my present, you know, and of course the future.
Yeah. Yes. Most of all, yeah. That's why you're still in the land of the living. Yeah.
Yeah,
For
still here to tell it,
the
so.
yeah, and for the future to come, yeah.
So definitely.
Yeah, you also said you loved a man with addiction.
Yeah, definitely. I loved a man who had a drug addiction, who had an alcohol addiction. And I was in a relationship with him for a long time. Something about the tens, I don't know. I think I was with him for almost 10 years. You know, stopping on and off, but yeah, and he was functional and I was so young that I thought it was okay.
Did you
You
know in the beginning?
I did not know.
Yeah, it just eventually you found out, or did he, wasn't he even?
I realized it one day. I actually saw it. I mean, I realized as far as the alcohol part, I didn't know about the drugs.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think at the very tail end of the relationship is when I physically witnessed, you know, him in the act. And don't get me wrong. I mean, everybody has their own habits
Yeah,
and,
I know.
but it's certain drugs that, you know, can be a little bit more hardcore than others. And,
Yeah.
that are not, especially for me as a singer, just they're not, it's not good for me to be exposed to it or even do it. But,
Yeah, for nobody. Yeah.
you know, again, I'm here to tell it. I lived through it because I know some people don't make it out of relationships that are both either include
Exactly.
addiction or abuse or whatever it is. So,
Yeah. Because
yeah.
they can still love the person and might, yeah, just not want to see it, the
Not one of
addiction part, yeah.
exactly,
Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, have you always been a singer?
I have, yeah, since the age of seven.
Singing where? Singing what?
Well, I started singing. It's just, you know, what listening to my mother for one. She's also a singer, and she was in a choir herself and also would just play a lot of, you know, great music around the house, Frankie Beverly and Mays, Tina Turner, you know. So, and I just, you know, one day just belted out, you know, "What's Love Got to Do With It?" And she asked me to repeat myself, you know. So started like, "Oh, I thought that was what you do, you know." But yeah, I've always sang, and then I also used to be in a drum leader. I used to play the taiko drums, and
Wow,
yeah,
okay.
so a lot of musical inspiration and experience around me.
Have you been in a choir as well?
I wasn't in a choir, but I have sang in church.
Yeah.
Definitely sang in church.
You have this amazing choir in your song. So are they your friends, or is it from church, or who, where did you get that choir from?
So basically, I did the backgrounds, and I also included two other background singers that who are also from the Bay Area. One is Chocolate, also known as Sharonda Hicks, and then the other one is Courtney Bess Bridgman, and I identify her as Powerhouse. So yeah, they're definitely,
Powerhouse. Okay.
yeah, some people who have some amazing voices.
Yeah.
and just included them in certain riffs that I wanted more power in other than my own voice.
Yeah, it sounded like way more than three people though.
Well, it probably was, when you get into the spiritual realm, you're calling great. So,
Wow.
yeah, definitely was fun to record this song. It was emotional
Of
recording,
course.
but it was very fun. I actually have to share that when I first began to record the song, the day I began to record this song, my grandmother suffered
Oh my God.
a massive stroke.
Ooh.
She did recover, and then the day that I released the song, my great grandmother, who was 98, her sister had actually, who was 108,
Oh my God. Wow, you have good genes then.
amazing. Yeah, she's 108 years old. I released this song on December 8th and of 2016, and she passed away at 108. So, a roller coaster ride for me. It was an emotional day.
Yes.
Exciting and then sad, and then at the same time, she was 108, so it was like a celebration homegoing,
Yeah. Wow.
So yeah, very emotional.
Yeah, but you can hear that in the song as well. Like the whole ride of it, the whole journey of it must have been very emotional.
Definitely,
Yeah.
definitely.
In the song, you're citing some biblical verses, are you?
Yes. Psalms 91 is a big one for me that it gives me encouragement and strength. And I just remember when I first started writing this song, I did like a spiritual fast of making sure that I said it every day, at least for 30 days straight, just to encourage myself, you know.
Oh, say that again. That was too fast for my English. Wait. Did I? That was a fast, and
Yes,
you.
did
So,
a spiritual
a
fast.
spiritual fast. Like, what is that?
There's different fast descriptions. You could fast, meaning you could not eat for a while. You fast from alcohol. You can
Yeah,
fast
true.
from. Yeah, so I basically fasted, and I did eat, but I for probably the first week I just drank water only. And then I repeated, made sure that I wanted to recite this specific scripture, every day for 30 days. So, it was just prompted. I was prompted, I feel spiritually in my heart to do this.
And how did it make you feel, or how did that change you, or
Very encouraged, very encouraged to just continue to write no matter what was going on in my life at the time. Obviously through death, through everything, and I obviously didn't know those things were going to happen. It's what you call unforeseen occurrences taking place. However, just it was the preparation that knowing through any time you're going to do something good, of course, expect certain things to throw you off. So just kind of a preparation is what it was for me.
Wow. So, was that the first time you wrote a song?
No.
Have you always?
I've been writing since I was probably, well, I remember writing a song when I was nine, actually. It was about a plant.
Oh, that's cute. Actually, I used to write too, but I didn't show many people. And like my first kind of song was for my school teacher. I loved her very much.
Oh,
Yeah. I think I was 9 or 10 as well.
wow. So you write and sing too?
Yes, but only for myself, I guess.
Oh,
Yeah,
look
maybe
at
from myself and my son. My son knows, and very close friends know, but yeah, I'm kind of shy when it comes to
Oh,
that.
I'm sure you're a great writer and a great singer because you love
Yeah,
music.
who knows, you know, who knows?
I know you love music. I
I'm
know that.
still in the land of the living, you know. I can
Are.
I can still do
There you go.
that. And you are also an actress as of late, or have you always been?
I did take some acting and modeling courses. My mother actually started me in a few courses, in my early age. I remember being probably around 12, and there was something here in the Bay Area, San Francisco, called Faces International, and so I got a little bit of education on, how to walk and experience and commercials and things like that. But never had known I was going to be doing something, of course, along this the line of work. Obviously, my mother felt that the character was there. I did a commercial years ago. I've also done a few other things, but never a movie, So this is really encouraging, and it was a surprise when my cousin, actually my cousin Kevin Morris Jr., who talks about and believes in my music so much, and I love him dearly. He shared my background with the executive producer of this movie, who's Lamont Atwood, and the rest is, of course, being created now.
Yeah, tell us about it. It's called 16 Bars, the movie, isn't it?
The movie is written and executive produced by Lamont Atwood, and he's also an actor, and directed by very popular people in the Bay Area. So Lamont Atwood, D-Shot, he's E-40's brother.
Oh yeah, I know him, obviously.
So basically he is the director also in the film. So it's about a Bay Area rap battle, and it's gonna be rappers, and I don't want to tell the whole story, but there's gonna be singers, rappers, and a lot of comedy, and definitely
Nice.
a really good film. And
Sounds like something I want to have on my podcast one day.
definitely. So yeah, I can connect you, of course, and let you know, let Lamont know who you are. Go from there. So
Sounds really cool. When is it going to come out? Are there any dates yet?
I believe it's going to come out 2018. I don't know the actual date, but I think it's going to be early 2018.
Okay. I'll be excited to see that.
Too. Oh, so yeah, it's exciting.
Very cool. You know what? I forgot to tell you something. When I first heard your song, it reminded me of Ledisi.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah,
Yeah.
let us see.
Do you
She's
know
all.
her first album?
I remember. Let me see. No. I think I've been. I know the second album, but.
I was a huge fan of the first album, and there was a song like she was, I don't know when she came out, but I think she was in her mid-30s or something. And she's always been singing, and there was one song on the album called something like Where Have You Been? Or like the audience, because, and she sings, I've been here all the time. You know, and she has such a powerful voice, and that reminded me of you
Oh,
very
that's a compliment.
much.
Yeah, wonderful compliment. Thank you. Yeah, she's amazing. She's from the Bay Area.
Oh, she is. Oh, maybe that's why she
Yeah,
she
so I think
reminded me.
I know she's been in the Bay. I don't know if she's born in the Bay, but I know, a lot of representation is the Bay Area roots. So
Cool.
definitely wonderful woman.
Yeah. And very powerful as well. So, you told me you are also, besides acting and everything, working on a new album.
Yes, I'm
Can
working on
you?
this new album, and Land of the Living will be on there.
Ah,
And
yeah, great.
it's very different because it's helping me to touch into a place that I'm realizing that I love soul trap music. I love hip hop, obviously. I love R&B, and I love pop and rock. So I write a lot of different styles and genres. So because this is my deal, I can include a lot of different energy on this album.
Of course.
So, I'm really excited about it. I expect it to be completed this year.
Wow,
And
okay.
so I'm excited about it. And I'm working with some wonderful producers. G Coop is one of them, who, of course, he produced Land of the Living.
Oh,
And
cool.
working with Mr. Tracks, he's another producer here in Bay Area. by way of Sacramento, and also Smalls. He's also a producer and engineer. So there's really good sounds and really good energy that I'm connecting with. And
And what are you going to sing about? Do you know yet, or just?
basically, it's a lot about the land of the living. It's about love. It's about obviously about life in general, but most of my songs are not, they're inspirational, but at the same time, there's a lot of love songs going on in there and a
Oh,
lot of
beautiful.
happy songs. You know, yeah, because it's encouraging, I think, to people. Inspiration is great too. You know, there's a little pain in there, but most of all, I think the outcome is always important to sing about, you know. So
Yeah.
if
And
there's life.
to actually celebrate life
Yeah.
as long as you are still here in the land of the
There it is.
living.
So, but yeah, it's exciting. I'm really excited about it. I'm actually in the studio tomorrow, and I'll be working on two songs tomorrow. And yeah, so we're just each day, you know, is important, not to let, you know, a day go by. So if I'm not recording, I'm writing. And if I'm not writing, I'm singing. It's just whatever's in my mind, in my head. If I may pop up at 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, with a riff, and I have to go lay it down or write it down so I don't lose it, you know.
Wow. And do you plan to I don't know, tour or something, or
I would
do
like
you?
to, yes. I would love to tour. I'd love to come your way and
Wow, yes. You have to come like to Berlin or to the south of Germany. There's
yeah,
a there are many fans of such music, yeah. Many. We are
okay.
hungry for it, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I would love to come to Germany and perform and
Great.
maybe stay a couple of
Oh
weeks and see.
yeah. We don't have an ocean like you do, but we have some beautiful trees
No, I love
and some
trees too.
mountains. And yeah, where I live, we have many vineyards, which is beautiful as well. But you might have them too.
Yeah, that's where I live now. I'm more near
Well,
the
it's the
tree.
same sun, I guess, and the same heaven, the same sky, the same everything. But it's beautiful here.
Exactly. I've never been, so I would love to come. And then you'll have to come to
Great.
the United States as well, and the Bay Area. You would love
Great. Yeah, I have never been. I've been to Kentucky, I think. Yeah, Kentucky, and I had a stop at New York Airport.
Oh,
So
wow. Yeah.
that's all I've seen, yeah,
It's awesome.
of the United States. Yeah, so at the end of my interview, I'd like to ask you if hip hop or music in general is something like a something, yeah, like a healer to you.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's therapeutic for me. It's, you know, music, if, you know, it's, you've heard people say, yeah, music is my life, but it truly is. It's like, instead of me going to have, you know, a glass of wine, I do, you know, have my Pinot Grigio every now and then. But no, I prefer to stop and write, or stop and sing, or stop and listen to someone else singing or rapping. Rapping or even poetry, it's all therapy, and it reaches the soul, it touches the soul, it heals the soul, you know. So it's very encouraging and very important to realize that it's not a mistake, that music was definitely also made by God, you know, and part of a creation for people for healing.
And I believe that by putting your story out there, you help healing and encouraging other people as well.
Thank you.
You
I
know, you
appreciate
give them strength with that. And the final question, who would you like to work with musically, like which artists?
Oh, wow. There's so many.
That's a mean question, I know.
Well, comes to mind first and foremost, I mean, because I love hip hop. So, I mean, I would love to work with Kendrick Lamar.
Everybody says then right now.
Be humble, honey. I will sit down and
I
be
would
humble.
say that too. Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, I would love to work with Beyonce. I
Of
would love to
course.
work with some of the classics, the greats. I would love to work with Frankie Beverly Mays. I would love to work with Ledisi.
Oh, yeah.
I love Halsey. There's so many different people.
I know. It's a meaningless
Anita
game.
Baker, Patti LaBelle. I mean, I would love to work with different writers, as well, than myself, and just to really feel and understand other, where other people's creativity comes from,
And that, yeah, and maybe it, something new might come out of you too, you might be inspired in a different way.
Definitely some good energy. Yeah, so that would be wonderful. That would be a dream come true.
Great, Monique. I thank you very much for being my guest today.
Thank you, Anna, for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, and I will update everybody on my homepage about your projects, your movie, your album. Let me know when it comes out, and then I will post that because I'm a
Okay.
huge fan.
Oh, I appreciate you so much, and God bless you and your son, Anna.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, talk to you
Okay.
soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.